And you can take control of the airwaves. 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. All of it over at freetalklive.com. We're, by the way, doing our live show tonight, and the music just seems to not fade for us. I hope it's fading on the air. I'm going to turn your mics on now. Anyway, we're here. Things are live. They're a little bit more rough around the edges when things are live.
It's a live show. You're going to get but a bunch of interviews out of the deal.
Yes, there's
a big one coming up right now.
No doubt. All kinds of interesting people are in this hotel. We've got a great studio audience hanging out, enjoying one another's company out there. You can probably hear them. And it is, of course, after hours at this point, so the libations have begun flowing, as they tend to do here at the Liberty Forum. You're hearing the laughter of one Jeffrey Tucker, who is joining us on the third microphone. And if you are a regular reader, or even a semi-regular reader, of LouRockwell.com, you're probably familiar with this gentleman. It's the first time I've had the chance to meet you. Do you prefer Jeffrey or Jeff?
Jeffrey,
hop on right on into that mic if you don't mind. So Jeffrey is here with us, and a fairly prolific blogger slash writer at LouRockwell.com.
Yeah, and also laissez-faire books, where I'm writing daily now.
Oh, really? There's a blogger
blogging for them?
Yeah, well, I've got articles up there every single day, every day. It's just something you have to do. You know, Henry Hazlitt used to say that you have to write every day to get really good at it. So that's what I want to do. I want to write something wonderful every day.
So tell us about some recent articles.
Well,
hold on. What's the website? Laissez Faire Books?
Yeah, Laissez Faire Books. LFB.org.
LFB.org.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to spell laissez.
Yeah, right. I don't know how to spell it. LFB.org. So what is most recent articles?
I mean, people these days don't even know what the term means anymore. It's very interesting to me that the 19th century was well known. But it really, essentially, the word laissez-faire means to leave society alone to manage itself. That's the whole idea, which is, I think, a good summary of what I believe. That's my politics.
Now, when somebody says laissez-faire, the first thing out of somebody else's mouth is you just can guarantee it. Robber barons.
Yeah, oh, really? Robber barons? That's the first thing that comes. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
It's the first thing that I hear anybody ever say when
it's more than 100 years since we've heard anything about robber barons, and it's a very.
It's been 100 years since we heard anything about laissez-faire too.
Yeah, that's right. But I have, you know, I have a great deal of sympathy for that Gilded Age generation of then, you know, billionaires. I think they did a lot to do magnificent things for this country. And I have a great deal of respect for all that generation, and especially their love for success, their love for wealth, and their belief that the aristocracy of society should really essentially be a meritocracy, and it should be based on what you do and what you achieve in the marketplace, which means essentially the extent to which you serve others with productive enterprise.
And so many did. Being good at whatever you do provides jobs, provides wealth to people.
And
from 1870 to 1890, the average working person's income doubled. That has never happened before.
That's a miracle.
Or since.
Yeah. We don't appreciate that. I wish people would go back and read the history, because that was the beginning of what we call modernity today. And it was there was a cultural sensibility around at the time that just loved success. People, instead of envying wealth and wanting to tax it away and destroy it, they wanted to be like the Gilded Age aristocrats at the time. They wanted to aspire to achieve what they achieved, which was greatness, really.
Well,
what happened? The government destroyed this generation. You know, it was catastrophic. I mean, the income tax. World War I was the end of this beautiful era. I mean, the average person in the late 19th century imagined a century ahead of prosperity and freedom. You know, I mean, really, there was a coming sense of utopia. We've been through war.
You mean the war didn't make everybody more prosperous?
Well, in World War I, you're talking about, listen, this was the end, really, for Europe and America. It was the end of civilization. And it came as a shock to people, because You know, in 1890, nobody believes that something as terrible as World War One could possibly
have
happened.
They thought war might be over at that
time. Yeah, they did. We learned the lesson, right? Yep. We killed a lot of people.
The Franco-Prussian War was terrible.
We had terrible wars, and we'll never do it again. It's a future of peace and free enterprise. But then there were many terrible mistakes that were made politically. We got the income tax. We got the Federal Reserve, which, you know, basically gave the state a blank check, which it still has to this day, which we need to eliminate.
It's a lot harder to fund a war if you can't print the money.
You know, I read a book recently. I think it was, you know what it was? It was Garrett Garrett. And he wrote a book called The Bubble That Broke the World. It came out in 1932. He said that World War One would have lasted 4 months were it not for central banking. Very interesting point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they can't just print the money, then they just can't keep rolling out those destructive machines.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is and one of the great things we're seeing, one of the wonderful political trends we're seeing of our time, is a growing consciousness of the evils of central banking. And really, it is nothing short of evil. I mean, what do you not want the government to have? You don't want them to have the printing press ever. You don't want them to have control over ideas ever. I mean, these are the critical things that you want to keep out of their hands.
You're going to have one, and they're going to be stuck to taking care of filling the potholes and stuff like that.
That's innocuous.
You would hope.
And relative to the central bank. Central bank is a tremendous evil. There are other evils in this world, but that is really top among them.
And I think that it's every time you mention World War One, I think it's important to note that if it wasn't for World War One, specifically United States' participation in World War One, you wouldn't have had World War Two. You wouldn't have had, or at least you wouldn't have had Hitler and his rise to power.
Well, you probably wouldn't have had the Great Depression too, which is another important thing to think about. Well, the Great Depression was the outcome of the debts that were acquired during the war. U.S. funded Europe's reconstruction after the war, accumulated massive debt. There were bubbles created all over the place. The monetarist story doesn't tell the story, but the Austrian story does. Tremendous dislocations that occurred within the capital structure that eventually just blew up. And maybe the Great Depression would have lasted just, you know, a couple of years or something until FDR got control. But this is the way interventionism works. I mean, one calamity leads to another, you know. And until you break that sort of cycle of abuse of the population, which is essentially the story of the 20th century.
Now, you used the term monetarist, and I've heard it, and I'd like to get what your definition of it is. Now, I've heard the term sort of Keynesian.
Yeah.
Now, is a monetarist include everybody out there that's not Austrian? Does it include like,
Well, I would say the monetarist perspective looks very narrowly at the money supply only to explain sort of, you know, all macroeconomic events. And that is really very narrow. It's a perspective that stems from a series of macroeconomic models, and it doesn't really tell much of a story. You couldn't have predicted the housing bust of 2008 with a pure monetarist model. I mean, the beauty of the Bumbaverkian, you know, Misesian, Hayekian business cycle theory is that it's a complex theory that looks at the capital structure as a complex system that is arranged around the signaling system of the interest rate. So you can get, you know, these bubbles appearing in special sectors like we've seen again and again over the last
real estate, for instance.
Yeah, and we're probably seeing many today.
Do you have any predictions on where the bubbles are?
Yeah, I don't know. You can look at many sectors right now that might be bubble oriented: energy, perhaps, maybe healthcare, education. You know,
education.
There, yeah,
a number I think of areas. Education is the glaring, the big giant, huge bubble floating in the room.
But I guess the point I would say about monetarism is that it doesn't tell any of this story. Mm-hmm. You know, this narrative is not part of the monetarist story. They're looking very narrowly at the money supply, which is still interesting to follow the money supply, which I think we should all do, which now that we have access to digital media, we can go to the Fed, you know, and look at all the data and look at the money, you know, money supply. And it's very interesting what's happened over the last couple of years. And the money supply, I think it's very alarming. I mean, we're headed into, I think, you know, potentially, you know, yet another, you know, boom bust phase.
Where's the boom?
Jeffrey, can you stick with us for another segment?
We oh, sure.
Jeffrey Tucker is here from Laissez-Faire Books. LFB.org is where you can go to order all manner of great books.
Yeah,
my favorites, The Market for Liberty is one of your...
That is a mind-opening book.
It really sure is. It was a big help for me. More coming up here in a moment. 855-453. If you got a question for Jeffrey Tucker, you can take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi. Once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century, a hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from Clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we are live on location at the Liberty Forum. The 2012 Liberty Forum. It has been too long since we've been here because last year there was no Liberty Forum. There was no 2011 Liberty Forum. There was an unfortunate mishap with the organizer last time around, and they brought the original organizer back on board, the guy that knows how to get it done, Chris Lawless. We started the show out with him tonight. Lots of exciting things are on the itinerary for the weekend. Lots of interesting guests are going to be milling about and speaking, and we'll have panel discussions as well. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll be on a panel about civil disobedience with Pete Nademo from copblock.org, and we are talking with one of the speakers, a gentleman that's going to be doing the opening ceremony tomorrow, is with us here, Jeffrey Tucker from lfb.org, laissez-faire books. We're going to continue with that discussion here in a moment.
Part of the fun of doing an internet-based business is dealing with all the technical glitches that pop up, such as the one that the Beezer brothers discovered last week at their Big Head Press website. Both the purchase links and their sale page for the latest graphic novel, Escape from Terra, Volume 2, were fouled up in such a way that it was impossible for fans to order the book. So if you don't know about Escape from Terra, you can go to bigheadpress.com and check out the online comic. It's awesome. But it's great to have the book in your hands, too. And I have the first volume. I can get the second. So it's set out in space. They're escaping from Terra. So they fixed the problems, and now to make amends to the fans that have been thwarted by those glitches, through Saturday, they're offering the book for $2 off the list price of $14.95, and that makes it $12.95 plus shipping. They're doing a Mardi Gras sale because, well, frankly, Voluntarius doing a President's Day sale just doesn't make any sense. You can find the book at bigheadpress.com. It's bigheadpress.com.
So Jeffrey Tucker here, now apparently the new owner. Is it all you, or are you in with a group of people?
Well, so Agora Financial took it over, which is, I think, a brilliant entrepreneurial decision. They sat on it for about a year, and then they called me in to run LFB and to bring it into the digital age. And it's been a blast. I've been there 4 months. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that within the next 2 months, some wonderful things are going to happen.
Well, so, I can imagine, because we were having a brief conversation during the break there about intellectual property. And I was telling you about how several years ago now I found the Market for Liberty.
Right.
And I think it was actually LouRockwell.com is how I found out about the book and somehow ended up getting it in my hands and just being blown away by it at that time.
Life-changing.
What's that? Yeah, it was a pretty important book for me.
Did you say life-changing?
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, the Market for Liberty.
But why? I mean, it's because it's the first book you've ever read that helps you imagine the possibility of completely organizing society without a state.
It exactly was. It really addressed the issues of justice and policing in ways that I'd never heard of before.
That's right.
It really, I had to read through those sections a second time to really kind of to grasp them. But it's explained in such an easy to understand manner. It doesn't talk over anybody.
But I think it's important that you point out that this book goes beyond just being, its merit is not just that it's accessible. It made a gigantic contribution to scholarship. Also, the first real book that explained the role of insurance and the provision of security in the market economy.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a huge contribution. And let me say something about the author. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so the authors, these people that you've never heard of.
The Tannehills.
My vision of them is in sitting in a trailer home or something, surrounded by books by Rand and Rothbard, right? And they're trying to think. But they're brilliant people, this couple. They're brilliant. And they're trying to think through things. And they wrote this book at a white heat. And of course, if you ever had a conversation with somebody where you stayed up too late, too late, and you had brilliant insights and things, you wish you'd written them down?
It felt like
Well,
that.
They wrote them down. Yeah. And there you have the record of what they came up with over the course of maybe, several months or something, almost an ideological frenzy. That's what you want. And that's where brilliant things come from.
And so ahead of its time, by the way.
So ahead. And did it come out of the
early 70s?
That's right.
And the things that they were talking about doing back then are so much easier to accomplish now in the information age. It was incredible.
Well, and they were the first to really fully imagine what a free market justice system would look like. And if these days it's a lot in the post 9/11 world, we understand that what the government calls justice isn't justice at all. It's a scam, from the beginning. beginning to the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, a crime is committed, and then, you know, some elected politician, you know, well, a bunch of thugs show up and, you know, make a mess of things, and then an elected politician tries to use the crime for its own benefit, and the victims, they don't never get compensated, and the criminal, you know, no matter how bad he is made worse because he's thrown into this prison to be in a sea of other criminals, and the whole thing is, and the taxpayers are taxed to provide for the, and now we've got this huge criminal state, and this is what's called justice. I mean, it's a scam from the beginning. But anyway, this book exposed it, you know, so early, long before anybody else was thinking about it. And it was a result of kind of the combination of Randian theorizing plus Rothbardian anarchist thinking and smashing the two together and generating totally new ideas, which at the time were completely revolutionary.
And for a lot of people, they still are. And that's why I thought, when I read that book, I thought, wow, a lot more people need to hear about this.
Yeah,
I
got they do.
The old LFB, laissez-faire books, and cut an agreement with them where I would read the book in an audiobook form, and then you know, the deal was that I'd get to distribute that for free.
Right.
And there have been thousands of downloads ever since then of this, which inevitably is going to send people to buy the hard copy.
Well, and whether it does or not, it doesn't matter, because, you know, what matters is the ideas. And I, you know,
that's
when
what
you,
I love about you,
well,
Jeffrey,
when you,
thank you for that.
When you said, well, I went into agreement, why should you have to go into an agreement with anybody to distribute ideas? It's preposterous. I mean, the one thing you don't want government involved in, oh, I said money earlier, but I also said ideas. Intellectual property is a great scam of the century, and it is a brand new idea. It came about the same time, really, as the income tax and central banks, and suddenly there's intellectual property too. You know, and it's a racket. I'm so glad for the work of Stephen Kinsella, because libertarians are now beginning to understand this. Under LFB's new policies, everything is completely open source, as it would be in the free market. I mean, we're not going to be...
That deserves a round of applause. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, as an example... And let me say, too, that we're doing it on a for-profit model, too. So we're using the free market in every single respect. So no intellectual property and doing it on a for-profit model, as was done for the whole of human history, I must say. I mean, like I say, intellectual property is a brand new thing. I mean, Shakespeare didn't use it. Beethoven didn't use it. Bach didn't use it.
Right.
I mean, Vivaldi, Brahms, Wagner. I mean, you know, all the literature circulated all throughout the 19th century in the United States was mostly English literature. Why? Because there was no intellectual property protection over it in the United States. Therefore, it had a huge influence, and that's why we love
Dickens. So you're saying big things are coming from
big things are coming. I can't tell you any
not
any
yet, but
details.
If people go to lfb.org, they can find your blog.
They will find out more. But they can read, you know, my ramblings. You know, every day I think of an article up today, which you just have to read. Which, I mean, maybe you can have me back on air to talk about this very important subject, which is the history of silly putty. Okay, and all the lessons you can learn about life from the history of silly putty. It's a very serious subject.
Real quick, LFB.org in order to buy the Market for Liberty by the Tannhills Morrison. What Tannehill? What was
Morrison
it like?
Linda.
Morrison Linda Tannehill. Or
amazing people. Never heard from them before or since.
Incredible.
Book.freetalklive.com.
They made a great, gigantic contribution to history.
You can download it at book.freetalklive.com.
Jeffrey Tucker, great to meet you.
Okay,
thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And have a great... Enjoy the Liberty Forum. It's a great event.
I'm going to love it. I can already tell.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. If you have any questions, any issues, any stuff you want to discuss, we'll certainly still take your calls about anything. We've got more great guests on the way. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and we are here in Nashua, New Hampshire at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel with a growing group of liberty-minded people, which could be topping out around 500 as the weekend goes on. It's going to be a great time at the Liberty Forum. If you have the chance to make it up to Nashua, New Hampshire this weekend, even if it's just for a day, come on out to this event. You're going to have a chance to meet hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and others who are considering making the move. Maybe they're on the fence, and they want to see what this is all about. They want to see if what we've been saying maybe on Free Talk Live or what they've been seeing online with various different activist videos and news reports and such, is it real? Is this actually happening? And the answer is, well, yeah, here we are. There's so many great people here to meet and talk to and network with, and we're going to be continuing to interview some folks here in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls. However, prior to that, Mark, tell me about Jurisdictionary.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys just cost too much, Jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the very important information on how to use the court's rules. You got to be able to make motions. You have to move the court, have to know how to make objections. until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. You get no chance. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney in the 4-CD course. So easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You visit jurisdictionary.com. Download all the free tools they have there for you. Try them out, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you do buy the course, use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So here we actually have on our third microphone is Megan. Is it Duffield or Dufield?
Duffield.
Duffield. Come right on close to that mic if you don't mind.
Hello.
Duffield is here, and you are from the Silver Circle movie. We've had you on the show in the past, and as well as the director of the movie, Pasha.
Joshua Roberts.
And Silver Circle, actually a Free Talk Live advertiser as well. But give us a brief concept of what this movie is.
Sure. Well, it's an animated feature-length film about the economic collapse. So it's set in 2019 after the dollar has become no longer the world's reserve currency. Prices have inflated to 20 times what we know today. And basically, there's just economic calamity within the United States. So this group of rebels band together to try to destroy the culprit, the Federal Reserve.
Hmm. That sounds interesting. I've not seen the film. It's not finished yet, right?
No, it's been a long time coming, but we're looking for a release date this year in August of 2012. So it's not concrete yet, but August is definitely something we're shooting for, a 17-city theatrical release.
Wow.
As well as the film festival circuit. We're shooting for a Telluride Film Festival and Toronto Film Festival later this year.
I want to talk more about what you guys are up to with Silver Circle, but we actually have a caller on the line here, and apparently God is on hold. God,
I've been waiting to hear from him.
From everywhere.
Oh, wow.
I've got a lot of questions.
God, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I am calling because I would like to give you the opportunity to ask me some questions.
Well, Mark, you just said you had a lot of questions.
So. I heard your voice a lot lower.
The form. I have to restrain the form of your questions to ones that start with why or how.
Okay.
I am not a trivia machine.
Well, I guess I want to know, which one of these books that everybody claims you wrote did you write?
None of them.
You didn't write any of those books?
No, but this is just a trivia issue. I have not read every book. One of them could perceivably be my thoughts or feelings. I cannot speak certainly on the matter.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, because some of those books just really make me angry.
How is it that you can be so
especially the Christian Bible.
God, how is it that you can be so uncertain about this matter?
Because I am. I'm not all-knowing. Those of you,
really?
those who said I am are full of themselves and would like to think themselves as all-knowing. I am not a trivia machine. That's what my iPad is for.
I have a question.
Megan has a question.
Dear God, why is it that it's so much easier for guys to pee outside?
Because
why did you do that?
Penises.
Well,
thank you for clearing that up.
Well,
thank
we know it's what the directional spout is called, but we're wondering, you know, like, why?
Why did you do that? I love the outdoors.
It wasn't intentional. It was a byproduct. Somebody has to be the receptacle for genetic material. Unfortunately, your gender was rendered
Ouch.
Without the proper equipment. It was an oversight. I apologize.
You may have gotten something of the trade.
Yeah,
though.
You got an extra bonus out of the deal, though.
Thank
God,
you.
Anything else that, I mean, you've got an international audience right now, God. Is there anything, obviously you're taking questions from us, but is there anything that you wanted to get out there, I mean, while you have a bunch of people listening around the world?
Yes, I would like to encourage people to stop spouting that intelligent design baloney. It is insulting. Do you have any idea how complex your appendix is? I was not interested in putting it together one atom at a time. It was simply more efficient for me to set the wheels in motion, as it were, especially being that I am not, as they claim, all-powerful. So please stop.
Okay, so I've got a good question.
If you're not all-powerful, what did you do?
I set it in motion.
I see.
And how did you do that?
Much in the way you would set up a Lego system
Excellent. God, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Feel free to call
Thank
us
you.
Back any other time. Appreciate it.
My Legos are making themselves. Legos are a lot of freaking work.
1-855-450-3733. So the Silver Circle movie at silvercirclemovie.com. What are you doing here this weekend? What will Silver Circle be here doing at the Liberty Forum?
Well, we have a nice little surprise for everyone that's attending and anyone who's been to any other Free State events like Pork Fest and other things like that that go on around the state. We have an extended clip of the film, so we'll be showing off some finished animation in a very extended format that no one else has seen yet. And also, I don't know if people remember, but in Porkfest 2010, we took some green screen footage of attendees at one of our events, and we have actually animated some Free Staters as well as Liberty activists from around the country, and we'll be showing off their extra characters.
So you've turned real-life people into animated versions of themselves.
Yes, some animated Liberty activists that are underground making illegitimate silver and fighting against the Federal Reserve in 2019.
One of them is a pretty hot polygon, I've got to say.
Is that right? You've seen this footage?
Mark has the hots for it.
I kept an eye out.
I see. All right, great. So what else did you want to share with our audience this evening?
Well, I mean, aside from that, I just encourage everyone to check out the website, silvercirclemovie.com, to learn all about what's happening and keeping up with all the news that we keep on top of. We have all the latest in Fed news and things like that. But like I said, this August, we'll be releasing the film, and we actually have some really, you know, great cameo appearances in the film. I don't know if anyone is a metal fan, but John Schaefer from Iced Earth is actually a cameo actor.
I bet Pete's very excited. Pete Ayer from popblock.org.
I always keep him up on any heavy metal things we have going on.
Yeah, you guys are doing some great marketing for this movie. You're going around it. You're at Sundance.
We submitted to Sundance. We didn't get accepted. Okay. However, at the state we were in with the film, it made sense.
What was the other one?
South by Southwest.
That's the one I was
We'll be there in March. Okay. We won't be screening the film, but we'll be promoting the film and putting together an Austin kind of Liberty activist meetup and hopefully screening part of the film there.
And you've been hitting a lot of comic book conventions.
You'll love it, Mark. Yeah.
Yes,
you should come
it.
With us sometime.
I would love that.
But we just got back from MegaCon down in Florida, and I'm not kidding when I say this. Myself and Wes Messamore, who was down there helping us for the weekend, had conversations with anywhere between 12 and 17-year-olds about money. You know, we're at this comic convention with kids looking for comic books and movies and the latest in that pop culture area, and we're talking about money with them, showing them silver. People bought it.
Did they get it?
Yeah. These 12-year-olds were buying ounces of silver from us for the first time in their life.
That's exciting. It's not that hard to get. I mean, you just have to be introduced to these ideas, and that's part of what Silver Circle Movie is going to do for people.
Exactly.
Right?
And I even said, you know, the other day...
We got to go. It's good having you on. Thanks.
Okay.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net, GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We are on location here in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel for the weekend. Going to be broadcasting live both Friday and Saturday nights. And we'll have plenty of time to talk to you, of course, about whatever's on your mind, but also to talk to some very interesting folks that are here throughout this hotel for the weekend, various different speakers that are talking on a whole bunch of different topics. Whether you're interested in sustainability and farming or bitcoins, as we'll be talking about here in a moment, or let's see, I believe there's going to be a civil disobedience panel, there's going to be a We Made the Move panel, people that have moved to New Hampshire recently, their experiences. So you'll be able to network with all kinds of people this weekend. I know Jody Emery is in the building as well, from Cannabis Culture Magazine. So from money to marijuana to, you know, self-sustainability, it's all over the map. John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime is going to be here as well. So
lots of guns. Did you, Mark Warden, the state rep, was sitting here doing an interview with us. I don't think he even noticed he was carrying a sidearm.
No, I did not notice that.
It happens all the time. We're right here in one of the nicest hotels in New Hampshire. People are walking around with sidearms on.
Yep,
and nobody thinks anything of it.
And some of them are drinking, too. That's just how it goes.
I don't necessarily recommend them both together.
I don't necessarily recommend that either, but as long as it stays on your side and you're not whipping it out and fiddling with it.
There's only a problem if there's a problem.
No big deal. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and we've got another gentleman sitting in with us that's going to talk to us about something that, Mark, you and I have become pretty familiar with over the last year or so. A year and a half, maybe, that we've been talking about bitcoins?
I don't know.
Definitely the last year. And bitcoin's pretty exciting. I think it's a great technology. I've been using them myself, and as have you, Mark. We've, of course, talked about bitinstant.com, which is one of the new websites that's out there to help you do transactions with bitcoins.
To get bitcoins, yeah.
Yeah, to get your hands on some of them. And we've got Ira Miller joining us here. And Ira, you're going to be speaking tomorrow in the afternoon at 2:30, it looks like. On the subject of bitcoins, and you are one of the programmers that's involved in bitcoins. Am I right about that?
I'm not actually involved in the...
Pull a little closer if you don't mind.
I'm not actually involved in the Bitcoin client. I write tools that use Bitcoin. marketing platforms, merchant services, all sorts of things.
What is the Bitcoins for Dummies? What's the elevator speech on Bitcoins?
The elevator speech is that it's person-to-person money. There's no middleman, funds can't be frozen, no fees. It's just two people that want to exchange something.
How did you get into it? What turned you on to Bitcoin?
Well, that nature of it, that is peer-to-peer, open source. I don't like middlemen telling me what to do, mm-hmm. where I can spend my money, how I can spend my money, anything of that nature, or how much of my money there is, the supply of it even.
So Bitcoins are a digital currency. They exist online.
That's correct.
We had somebody call, I think it was last night, maybe it was the night before, what happens if the internet goes down in some kind of cataclysmic, I don't know, comets? Whatever happens that makes the internet go down, the backbone is what he referred to. What happens, can you use Bitcoins at that point?
You actually could. It'd be a little harder. You can use Bitcoins in person. There's something called cash's coins, which are a physical Bitcoin that I can hand you, just like
nice.
I hand
right
you.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you're familiar with it, but really, what Bitcoin is it's money based on the scarcity of mathematics. So it's a rare number. As long as you have the only copy of that number, then you've got the money.
I think it's a great technology, and there's some really interesting uses that the free marketplace, is developing on this, because the Bitcoin market is an unencumbered market. There is no government regulation. There's no controlling central bank. There's nobody that can tell you can't use a Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you go into a bank, you've got to have social security number. You've got to jump through whatever.
Transactions don't cost anything, and you don't have to deal with the great Satan of the internet, PayPal. I mean,
That's true.
When it comes to, as a vendor, when you're selling online with PayPal, essentially, you could be screwed five ways to Sunday. I mean, they could do, they could just take the money back that you've been paid. They could do all kinds of things to you. It's like dealing with credit card companies.
People always talk about banks and PayPal when they're talking about money, privacy, things like that. But it's not just online. It's not just banks. You go to Home Depot. You go to, King Supers, anywhere, and you slide your credit card. They've got your name, your zip code, obviously your credit card number, way more information than you'd be comfortable giving anyone.
With Bitcoin, there's none of that information. It's all, I don't know how you describe it. It's just this big long tag of numbers and letters that identifies an account, basically, that has no information attached to it whatsoever.
Yep.
So one of the concerns that I had with Bitcoin, and we actually discussed it over dinner this evening, is currencies throughout human history, barring, say, gold and silver, but fiat currencies specifically, currencies made by man, have had their life cycles. They've risen and they've fallen. Some of them have been controlled by governments. Most of them are controlled by governments. Some of them haven't. Bitcoins, surely there must be, we're seeing them rise now. They've gotten past the initial stages to the point where, people beyond, say, just the early adopters are getting into them. I can use them. I know they're not that complicated. But, they're cryptology. So somebody's written some kind of puzzle or something, right? Mm-hmm. And at some point, somebody's going to break that puzzle. And then when they break that puzzle, my Bitcoins are worthless. What are you going to do about that, Ira?
You make the puzzle harder, if you will.
Okay. So they can change?
Well, for instance, you do online banking right now.
I do.
Much of the same cryptographic technology to...
My wife does it. I'm not really allowed to touch too much money. But.
You can take that power back, too, with Bitcoin.
I gave it to her for a reason.
All right. Well, I'm basically, all secure communication is based off of a few protocols of encryption, so that your message is only readable by the person it's intended for. And as, the technology to break that encryption improves, we'll improve the technology to protect the messages.
So Bitcoin is open source, and it's currently protected by, what's the standard, SAU2 or something you said?
SHA2.
SHA2, which is what the standard that the government uses for their cryptographic
That's correct. That's I believe a NIST standard. It's been around for a little while. We're about to come out with SHA-3.
Right. Wait a minute. So wait, the government's involved in this? What are you talking about?
No, the government. This is a cryptographic standard by which the wealthiest organizations in the world use to hide their stuff. This is the highest level of cryptography.
It's actually an open source standard too. Is all cryptographic.
So the government didn't come up with this, is what you're saying?
No. Okay. They've simply put their stamp of approval on it. It's what they use for military communications.
The government couldn't come up with something this good, apparently. So when this is broken, when
use email.
What is SH?
SHA.
When SHA-2 is broken, and it will be, when 3 comes out, that'll just be slipped right into Bitcoins because it's open source and it'll be adopted and it'll just be slipped right in. So Bitcoins have the ability to, into the future, evolve forward, because when it comes to the puzzle making, people can make the cryptography better than the breaking computers out there, right? Is that
that's
doing my best, man?
I don't know. cryptography has been staying ahead of the code breakers for decades.
As long as there's been cryptography, right?
Yeah, basically. But particularly since World War II, you know, the introduction of Turing machines, if you will.
Sure. I mean, now we're all using Turing machines. We carry them around in our pockets and stuff.
So you're involved in BitInstant.com, right?
We're working with them right now on a way to make it easier for people to get Bitcoins.
And what would that be? I mean, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. The system we're working on, and BitInstant has a lot of this. They deserve a lot of the credit. You'll be able to deposit cash in a bank, major banks all over the country. And simply get Bitcoins in your email for it.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Makes sense.
How does that, I mean, do you have to cut a deal with these big banks? How does that work exactly?
I mean, you've got a bank account, you can deposit money into it. Once you verify that the money's there, then send out Bitcoins worth the same amount of money.
Neat. I trust that you guys know what you're doing because it's just amazing what's happening in the world of Bitcoins. I mean, so many new services are always coming about, and some of them come and some of them go. So it's always good to keep your own Bitcoins in your own wallet. We've seen there's a little bit of instability, and it's a new marketplace. And so some of the organizations out there, I question how long they'll be viable for. Buyer beware when it comes to the Bitcoin.
Where do you store them? It's very, really important.
We use coins.org. We'll tell you more about it if you're brand new to it. But Ira, if folks want to learn more, they should be here tomorrow, because then they can talk to you directly and ask much more technical, smart questions than we'll be able to ask you on this program.
Yeah, 2:30.
2:30 tomorrow afternoon here at the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Beautiful hotel. Glad you're here. By the way, first time. Not your first time in New Hampshire?
This is my first time in New Hampshire.
First time in New
Wonderful
Hampshire.
State.
You're going to enjoy this weekend. Great people here, as you've probably already figured out. There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Thanks for sitting in with us. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.